Our imagination, at least for the brain, is no different than the real thing. Now, when I imagine success, what happens in a sense is that I'm creating a simulator for my mind. And I'm, in a sense, fooling my mind into thinking that this is the real thing. My mind doesn't know the difference between the two. Subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between the real thing and the imaginary thing. Now, if I imagine success over and over again in my mind, remember, what the mind does not like is inconsistency. In other words, if I create success in my imagination and I persist with it, not just visualize it once or twice, but over and over again, the mind doesn't like inconsistencies, and therefore it will bring up the external reality to match this internal schema. Why? Because the mind doesn't know the difference between the real thing and the imaginary thing. Just like Roger Bannister ran the 4-minute mile, and after that, what happened was that everyone had a different schema. Oh, 4-minute mile is possible, and 37 runners run it. Over 300 runners run it the following year. Because they had a different schema, we can do exactly the same thing through the simulator. Because the mind doesn't know the difference between the real thing and the imaginary thing. Doesn't work all the time, doesn't work 100% of the time, but it works a great deal.